Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. So there can be unquestioning optimism, over-the-top generosity, and lots of positive vibes guiding you around today. So follow your big dreams wherever your personal arrow takes you. The moon acts as your inner compass as it aspects the planet Pluto, who's in the sign of Aquarius, and also in new degrees, setting you free from unexpected expenses, strange happenings, and volatile types. And it's through your own ingenuity that you gain today. Horoscopes are great, but they don't always reveal the whole picture, so book a consultation with me. All the while, the planet Neptune, who dissolves and disappears things, who a few weeks ago re-entered the sign of Aries, urges you to try, do something new, and don't just sit there and be paralyzed by fears and insecurities. When you step out of your comfort zone and face your challenges or fears, you're rewarded with a huge sense of confidence and victory. Now, in 5 days, the malefic planet Saturn will also re-enter Aries and challenge you again to try, do something, and don't sit there paralyzed by your fears and insecurities. Do something. Saturn is at the fated degree 29 degrees in Pisces, the very last degree of the zodiac, along with this naughty fixed star Shiat, who brings extreme misfortune, murder, suicide, drowning, floods, shipwrecks, mining accidents, airplane accidents, and perhaps suicide. But it doesn't affect everyone. So if you don't have planets at 29 degrees, it's likely it doesn't affect you. But you might see something on the news about someone who it does affect. So how will Saturn, as he re-enters Aries and goes over that 29 degree where he is right now, how will that affect you? You can check out your monthly horoscopes on my website, www.terrynazon.com. While we're talking about Saturn, Shiat, and Neptune, Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie, has her Neptune, her natal birth chart Neptune, in Virgo at 29 degrees. And this is where malefic Saturn, Neptune passed over, and Shiat are in opposition to her natal Neptune in Virgo until about February 15th. Malefic Mars will connect to her natal Mercury. That could bring some news or intriguing information on February 25th, a day before Mercury retrogrades. And the new moon solar eclipse goes from dark to light on her natal Neptune, influencing her natal Neptune in an inconjunct aspect. And that's going to be on February 17th to the 19th. 29 degrees is where everything has built up. And I believe in the collective power of prayer and willing things into being. So let's all envision her being reunited with her family. Well, go ahead and check your natal birth chart for planets at 29 degrees. And you can always get your free natal birth chart right here on my website, www.terrynazon.com. Aries, if you were hopeful or had an idea in your mind about how things would go, you now realize that reality is hardly as good as the dream or the hope. But that's okay. And if you were hoping to revive your past successes, the reality suggests it's more like having to start over again, start from the bottom in many ways, work hard, long days and nights, and maybe put up with people that you haven't been around or near for ages. And maybe you're about to showcase what you've been working on over the past few years when you disappeared. Your designs, your music, your art. It's like going to the doctor also for the first time in years, or getting a new job after you haven't worked, seeing an ex you haven't seen in a while, or a long-lost child you haven't been connected to for many years. It's stepping into the public after living a complete life in seclusion or hiding away. And once you take that first step, it's not so bad. Today you have the perfect recipe for taking that leap, and you can make a quantum leap once again as Saturn will re-enter your sign, Aries, and reorient your life through the first quarter of 2026. So let's see how will Saturn actually influence your life and your personal planets. Taurus, there's some sort of wisdom that is still available to you where you catch yourself acting out or letting it all hang out, but then you stop yourself. And that's a good thing, because before you do anything outrageous, you catch yourself, you stop yourself. It's definitely a time for new boundaries and changes, but wait, there may be yet another instance where you go too far or you do act out. So be careful. You may feel important or self-important. And what do they say? Pride goeth before a fall. Well, you definitely can have pride go before your fall. Relax. And if you can come back down to earth with the rest of us, you're definitely not going to be alone. No one will ever give up on you or your expectations. Today, you might feel the need to make up with somebody or stay on friendly terms again. And I think that that's a good idea. Gemini, this is certainly the final push, a daunting push, as Saturn is at that faded 29-degree Pisces where everything is built up in your 10th house of career, success, social standing, responsibilities, and of course, pressure, along with that fixed star Shiat. He tests you and threatens your future and your livelihood. How dare him? And all that you've worked for, or not, at least that's how it feels for right now. And if you're wondering if AI will take over your career or your job, or if you will be taken advantage of, it's just the planets talking to you. You may be very sensitive to anyone who makes you feel disrespected or like you don't know what you're doing, when actually, Gemini knows better what they're doing than everyone around them. Everyone is collectively making a quantum leap and facing their irrational fears, ugliness, and realities that they've kept inside for the past 2.5 or 15 years. It's a lot. And for you, it's about making money through your career and giving everything to getting ahead and hopefully benefiting and profiting from all your hard work. You hope for the best and yet fear the worst. And you've definitely built something or made something of your life to be proud of. Cancer. This final push of Saturn is daunting, as Saturn is at the faded degree 29 degrees Pisces where everything has built up. Along with the fixed star Shiat through your 9th house into your 10th house, it feels like you're cliff climbing. You know, where you just look down below and you see how far you can fall. It's here you must face your fears and be responsible and be optimistic about your future. Face all the what-ifs that go along with being a responsible person and reaching the top. It's here you have to pass the test. It's here you have to face your dreams and realize that your plans are subject to change. Or maybe they have to be put on hold or subject to the goings on in a child's life or a lover's life. Maybe it's about legal matters, publishing, meeting requirements, and unfinished projects. As long as you love what you do, you'll push through anything and anything that gets in your way, that is. And you sidestep, avoiding problems, and you keep going. You're a cardinal sign. Leo, as a fixed sign or rising sign, if you're a Leo rising, you can try harder to get along with others, fit in, or you can go against everyone. It's up to you. Most of you will improve yourselves, face scrutiny, and transform your lives, but with the help of others. So you can see how important it is to have the help of others in your life. You need people. Take good advice if it feels right in constructive criticism. Also decide if what someone is saying to you applies to you, or if they're dumping their baggage onto you and trying to manipulate you for their own gain. That could happen. You might have to say, that's not me, that's your stuff. And you could be on the, because you could be on the verge of great financial gain if you play your cards or your planets just right. Virgo, you've already made a quantum leap of sorts and had to face the inevitable truth or a reality check. No, your child or best friend is not the angel you imagined, but is some devil in them. Your partner may not be as invested in the relationship as you thought. Instead, they seem more focused on superficial aspects of their life and their social status than you ever realized. In fact, you begin to question whether the balance of love is completely off in your personal life. Prepare yourself for further awakenings, as you might see people fall off the pedestal that you place them on, leading to regrets about the time and energy you devoted to them. But don't get despondent over this. There's new people coming into your life very shortly. Libra, situations come to a head, and if you don't feel respected or acknowledged for your talents, you could be tempted to go, fly solo, and throw in the towel. Too much conflict and fighting can overwhelm poor Libra, who needs to feel that they have to restore the balance, feel good after a disagreement, and maintain harmony with others. But what if those raw feelings and minor conflicts continue, don't go away, and you feel that you can't bring things back to normal and in harmony? then typically Libra goes off looking for new pastures, and you might be in a similar situation where past conflicts and arguments will not be resolved in this lifetime. That's it. The karmic bell is ringing, and it's time to change classes, jobs, or relationships. But is it necessary to leave? And I think that requires a permanent or significant analysis of your birth chart. Book a consultation with me. Scorpio, today could be a major spending day or a time when you want to indulge in a little retail therapy. And you can certainly burn a hole in your wallet today. You also, on the other hand, take note of other spendings, which is unusual, especially if their spending habits or financial wastes and losses affect you. In some rare instances, you may separate your finances and money from theirs, like separate bank accounts. And if you start to feel they're bad with money, you'll definitely do that. You might spend on a home you plan to live in or move to in the future, perhaps renting a second residence. Family matters are complicated and changing right now, and you can't work or study in a noisy environment or a house filled with people. Sagittarius, it's your day today, so says the moon. You take steps forward to change what bothers you and what you don't like. How will Saturn influence your life as he changes signs into another fire sign? Check out your monthly horoscopes to find out. Everything, even in your home, has to be just right. No loose screws or light switches that don't work the way you want them to. Everything has to work. And your attention to detail is in overdrive right now. You might hover over the repair person, handing them the tools to make sure they get things done right. Issues related to romance are about to change too. A fun or wild party reminds you how things used to be in your life and gets you hooked on a more exciting lifestyle. Capricorn, you are typically wise beyond your years, but you too can get easily trapped in inertia, not doing enough, or feeling entitled to take a break. Now, it's time to get serious again. Working from your patio, walking on the beach or boardwalk will just have to wait. The part of your birth chart activated, which it was already back between April and June, is called the fall in astrology. That's between the third house and the fourth house. It's called the fall. That's because you can certainly feel like you're falling or losing all the money and gains you made since 2018. You think about the past, about how you used to live, and now there's not one, but two planets making you feel like you're falling and could lose everything you accomplished so far. No worries. You'll land safely and start over. Aquarius, happy solar return. It certainly is an unusual one. Do you think you know what's ahead and what experiences your solar return will bring to your life? I don't think so. Today, excitement is in the air and your more than friendly and outgoing Demeter is a boom to getting ahead and enjoying life again. And you might have to spend some money to get ahead and maintain an edge when it comes to your career and future successes. Invest in yourself. Take classes, courses, get a coach, get a mentor, and raise your presence so you stand out and get noticed. Sell yourself. You're learning to distinguish good from bad right now. And you could be chosen for a job just on how you look and how you present yourself. Pisces, as the last sign of the zodiac, you certainly have been through it. The last 2.5 and the last 15 years have been, well, something to write a book about. By now, you should know not to put your foot in your mouth, so today you could make a conscious effort to be nice and be respectful to everyone. Lessons about listening to others and not always thinking you know best, and that everything is okay when it's not, and leaving a trail of unfinished projects in your ways, these are not things that are going to make you a success. These planets mean business with you, Pisces. Don't wait until the last minute when things get out of hand and it costs you a fortune to fix them. Stay present and keep track of everything. Avoid anything, including social media or gaming, that occupies too much of your time and your mental bandwidth. Well, that's all for now. Go beyond the sun sign with me. Learn the predictive techniques I use to see the future. For more information about your future, book a consultation with me. Get names, dates, times, and places. Listen to my podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, and Pandora. And follow me and subscribe to my channels on YouTube, TikTok, and SiriusXM. Wherever you listen to your podcast, that's where I am. Check me out on social media and follow, like, and support. Order my books on Amazon. Download my app on iTunes or Google Play, where you'll get a free tarot reading each month. Check out my catalog of astrology reports and, of course, book a consultation with me.